The news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral discussions with his Malaysian counterpart Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim in New Delhi today. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. Mr. Ibrahim arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti and Railways, V. Somanna, received him at the airport. This is the first visit of Mr. Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. The visiting dignitary will visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi, and after that there will be bilateral discussions between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a luncheon in the honour of his Malaysian counterpart. Mr. Ibrahim is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the evening. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between Mr. Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Defence Ministry said India and Japan share special strategic and global partnership based on the shared values of democracy, freedom and rule of law. The meeting will further deepen defence cooperation and bring greater depth to the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries. Supreme Court will hear today a case related to rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata recently. A three-judge bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the matter pertaining to the rape and murder of the doctor of West Bengal government-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. The apex court has taken suo motu cognizance of the matter, which has shocked the country and thrown the medical fraternity in a turmoil. The case is already being heard by the Calcutta High Court, which ordered that the probe be transferred to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The case went to the High Court after the woman's parents and a few others, unhappy with the police investigation, filed a petition. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be issued today. 24 assembly constituencies in Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts will go to the polls in this phase. The last date for filing nominations for this phase is 27th of August. The scrutiny of nominations will take place the next day. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 30th August and polling will be held on 18th September. The final electoral rolls for the assembly elections in the Union Territory are likely to be issued today, with the number of voters expected to be close to 90 lakhs. The list detailing areas and electorates will be of particular significance this time, as the boundaries of many assembly constituencies have been changed following the delimitation exercise and the increase in the number of assembly seats from 83 to 90. Out of 90 of these assembly constituencies, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 are reserved for ST candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on 25th of this month. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over the northwest, west, east and central parts of the country over the next 3 days. Heavy rain has also been estimated for the South Peninsula region till tomorrow. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall over Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh till 23rd August. And that is the end of this news bulletin.